Good morning. My name is Ed Hollihan, and this is The View from Here. A couple of baseball fans invited us to a Twins game last Sunday. One of them is a lifelong Twins follower, and the other is a White Sox fan through and through. It was no accident that the game we attended featured the Sox playing the Twins at that beautiful ballpark in downtown Minneapolis. It was a gorgeous sunny afternoon, a great day for a ball game. Oh, a word to the wise here, if you don't already know, get your seats on the first base side and you'll be out of the sun from the third inning on. Mary and I decided to drive up to the Twin Cities, park near Target Field, and meet our friends in plenty of time to be seated and comfortable by the first pitch. Google picked out a parking garage for us, right near the ballpark. When we pulled in, we were surprised to find that the ramps were very nearly empty. Now, the Twins have a pretty good team this year, with a better-than-decent shot at making the playoffs in October. From the look of the parking facility, the game wasn't going to draw more than 10,000 fans. Odd. Very odd for a pennant race. Oh well, wait, maybe we're that early. Then we got a good look at the stadium. It didn't look much like the place where the Twins play. Of course, it had been several years since we were last at the park. It was clear that extensive alterations had been made, but why? It was a great ballpark already. And it's only 14 years old. I guess when they made those adjustments, they found a new sponsor, too. Lots of money in the naming rights to a professional sports venue these days. U.S. Bank must have put up jillions to rename Target Field. Well, now this is getting weirder and weirder. There are banners hanging everywhere picturing a Viking. And one side of the stadium has a Viking longship sticking out of it. The few fans who we did encounter were wearing Vikings jerseys and going in and out of the huge Vikings gift shop which stood at the main entrance. Not a Twins cap in sight. Not a single Joe Mauer number 7 jersey. Where's the Rod Carew statue? Well, our parents didn't raise any dummies. Mary and I are well-educated, literate, and perceptive. After wandering for 20 minutes in the midst of absolutely irrefutable evidence, we came to the conclusion that we were at the wrong ballpark. No doubt about it, there was no baseball game here today, or on any day, for that matter. They don't play baseball here. They play football. Now, you talk about a senior moment. We were having a senior hour. Oh, my. I'm sure most of you out there have had a senior moment, regardless of your age. You know, like when you walk up to the wrong car and try to open the door to get in. I'll bet you tugged on the handle more than once before the infant seats in the back and the empty Dorito bags on the passenger side finally got through to you that this was not your car. Tell me, did you check the license plate just to make double sure? How about the last time you were halfway to your destination when you realized that your driver's license was in your other bag? Do you turn around and go get it, or just continue on, driving a little more cautiously than you normally do? Okay, your license or your car keys are one thing. A modern sports stadium is quite another. Their massive facades are many, many stories tall. The structure covers acres and acres of ground. On game days, they are teeming with activity. You rub elbows with thousands of fans. There is no mistaking the fact that game day is here. So there we were, us and only us. Clearly, game day was somewhere else. Now, luckily, Minneapolis has a remarkable public transportation system. Its light rail facilities are among the best in the country. They also had the good sense to put these two massive ballparks within a couple of miles of each other. Getting from the wrong park to the right park was a piece of cake. Even so, it was a piece of cake I don't look forward to eating again real soon.